We now go to Pam Fessler. She's at the west side of the Capitol, near the reflecting pool, where a long line of people are waiting to get into the Capitol Rotunda. Pam, what is the scene like there?
Well, Michelle, for most of the day, there are about 150, 200 people, not many here, who have been waiting online to go into the rotunda. But ever since the caisson passed, we've had hundreds of people who have been pouring off Constitution Avenue, getting online here. They won't be allowed in till 8, maybe 9 o'clock tonight to go see and pay their respects to the former president. But I'd say there right now there may be 600-700 people online.
The viewing starts just after 8 p.m. tonight. Will that continue? How late into the evening?
It's going to go through tonight, all through tomorrow, and into Friday morning, and it will end shortly before the funeral procession begins to go to National Cathedral for the final funeral service.
Go ahead, Pam.
No, I was just going to tell you, the people I've been speaking to here, they're from all over. People have flown in from Chicago, South Carolina. One man came from San Francisco. Even though he could have seen the former president's body in California, he decided to come here because he thought it would be more of an historic event.
And I guess they're planning to stay the night out there if they have to.
Some of the people will, but I don't think actually that they will have to. I mean, they hope to get the line through pretty quickly. At least the people who have been here all day long sitting in the hot sun, they'll be able to get through this evening.
Any personal tributes there, people who have wearing something or carrying something that means quite a bit to them at this ceremony?
Well, we have a lot of people wearing red, white, and blue, wearing American flag ties, American flags on their hats. We have, that would be most of the tribute, no personal tribute. We did speak with one man who actually did know Ronald Reagan, that was the man from California, who said he just knew him, and he actually did not support his policies, but he just thought he was just a very nice person, and he liked him even though he disagreed with his policies.
Now, Pam, where you are there near the reflecting pool, can you look out and from the distance see them carrying the flag-draped coffin up the stairs there?
Well, there are a lot of trees in the way, so people here are sort of arching up. They're standing on their toes trying to look and see what is going on the Capitol, on the west front of the Capitol. They were able to see very clearly the flyover, the military flyover. In fact, there was an applause afterwards because it was quite impressive. It came right over this line of people here who have been waiting all day long. But it's very hard for them to actually see what's going on right now in the west front.
I know that security is tight, so I'm wondering if there's any kind of public memorial, place where people can leave flowers or mementos or leave their thoughts or commit their thoughts in some way.
No, actually there isn't, and in fact the Capitol Police discouraged people from bringing any flowers or any mementos. They said they would not be allowed inside the rotunda, and they tried to get the word out that people should not bring any flowers, they should not bring any large brags, they should not even bring cameras, although I do see a few people online here with cameras. I don't know what's going to happen when they get to the security check, and none of these people have gone through security yet.
Pam, you noted that security is quite tight. What can you tell us about that?
Well, as I say, all these people who have been waiting online will have to walk from where they are now, which is on the far side of the reflecting pool. They have to walk along in front of the Botanic Gardens, which is near the Capitol, through a screening area. And that means they'll go through metal detectors. They'll have any bags that they do have, they'll be checked, and then they'll be cleared through. So that process could take quite a while, although the Capitol Police are pretty used to doing that. So they say that they hope it will go fairly smoothly.
Thank you, Pam.
As you know, thank you.
NPR's Pam Fessler at the west side of the Capitol.